our 25th year.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
Hi, it's 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. You notice how my voice lightens up when the young and beautiful Jennifer Horn is with me on the program. We're going to go through, as usual, the most important stories of the day today. And this is the 10th anniversary, Jennifer, of our going into the war in Iraq. 4,482 lives later. And those are the ones who were killed directly in battle. Doesn't speak to the thousands of other men and women who have died as a result of their injuries there. We spent over $1 trillion, and one wonders whether it was a mistake. That's the conversation today. Which side of the issue would you be down on? Are you one who thinks we did the right thing or the wrong thing, or do you not know?
I think we did the right thing with an asterisk.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's the asterisk?
I think we did the right thing. I think we thought we did the right thing at the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You think we, who's we?
Well, all of us, our country.
I didn't think we did the right thing. I only supported the war after I went over there and saw what we had done in terms of making a mess and what we had to do to try to fix it. I never thought we... there's something about body language. Maybe doing this for as long as I have, there's a certain cynicism that comes with watching politicians and their body language and watching facial expressions and understanding what people say. Those of you who like George Bush, and Jennifer is one of them, this is a way for you to look at his legacy and see that there's zero there. Because there isn't anyone... regardless of where you felt we needed to go at the time based on what he told us and what wasn't true, but then, I mean, there have been countless
Saddam
stories.
Saddam Hussein could have said, hey, dude, I don't have any weapons of mass destruction, but he let us believe he did.
That's not even the point. There's a look up, do a Google search on this former CIA local, the director of the Middle East for the CIA. Apparently, they had four Air Force jets that were on their way. There they are now, as a matter of fact, that were on their way to a location where CIA intelligence had found that Saddam Hussein and his family was in this one house, and they were waiting the approval from the president to blow up this house, and they didn't get it. This could have gotten rid of Saddam and his family in one blow. It seemed to me there were other attempts later on to blow him up. But you've heard me tell the story about a friend of mine who the first woman in the Air Force to fly a U-2. A U-2? Yeah, they were U-2s. 100,000 feet over the deserts of the Middle East. Her job was to follow Saddam Hussein every day during the daylight. She was up in a plane 10 to 12 hours a day, and they had such great intelligence based on what the U-2, this is amazing. The other side of all of the stuff, whether you like or didn't like the Iraq war, and whether you like or don't like the military, in essence, what really is testimony to what we can do if we want to is the technology that allowed us to see Saddam Hussein's car and his license plate from 100,000 feet in the air, which is over twice as high as most airplanes fly. And that's what these U-2s did. This woman watched Saddam Hussein, any movement, every movement, she knew and reported back where he was. Whenever he was outside of whatever building he'd been in, they were able to track him. So they could have knocked him out at any time. And that's the thing, when you get down to the cynicism, to the brass tacks of all of this, and you see that we spent $1 trillion, wasted thousands of lives for nothing, when you could have taken out I'd rather they be honest and tell us that it has nothing to do with anything except paying off their political supporters, because that's all this was. George Bush getting paid or paying back the people that helped get him elected. And I think that's really kind of what the bottom line is here. You may or may not agree. Help yourself to 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, and we will certainly repeat as much as we can of what it is that you send our way. We certainly have lots to talk about today, the Bloomberg tobacco thing, and the beginning of spring is upon us, which is something really to celebrate. Poll today at DougStephan.com as spring starts this afternoon. Tomorrow's the first full day of spring. What is your favorite thing about spring? I came back to the East Coast yesterday to another snowstorm, but it'll go away. The good thing about springtime is that it'll go away fast. So what's your favorite thing about spring? Weigh in at DougStephan.com. Our poll, A, it starts staying light later. B, the weather is getting warmer. C, flowers are blooming and the birds are singing. D, the baseball season is about to start. First game, I think, is the first Tuesday in April, which will be the second. the last piece of our springtime connection, Jennifer, is I don't like spring.
What?
I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that's one of the poll. The poll offerings are it starts staying light later. The weather's getting warmer. Flowers are blooming. Baseball season's starting.
Bring on the winter.
I don't like spring. Right, exactly. Help yourself to...
My allergies don't like spring, but I do. Oh, it's beautiful this time of year.
I know, and the allergies are starting with me. Well, I actually start with that fuchsia, which seems to be all over L.A. This comes out in February. The smells are so wonderful. I go out with Charlotte to take a walk with her in the morning, and it's dark still. And just walking out and getting that stuff in your face is a wonderful way to start a springtime. We're in February. It's still winter in Los Angeles, but I already miss it. I got to go back for a couple of days next week, but I'm, for the most part, now back on the farm. And when I think about how pleasant and wonderful it is out there, and my children keep saying to me, Dad, why don't you move to California?
I looked at the 10-day forecast, 73 for the next 10 days.
The weather wasn't great the last 4 or 5 days down at the beach.
It was for me. But
out where you are, it was great. Yep. Speaking of things that are great, take a look. Go to DougStephan.com. Look at the pictures of the people that are on this program. Jennifer, for example, when she smiles, you see those beautiful, brilliant teeth of hers.
I was just smiling to show you.
Oh, thank you. There it is. Mine are much better. They weren't bad before because I don't smoke and I don't drink and there's no coffee in my life. So my teeth through the years have been pretty good. But Meredith said, you know what? You get a little yellow here and you ought to work on that. So I did. I've tried and I actually admit to using other toothpaste from time to time, and the whitening strips, that sort of thing. I never stuck one of those trays in my mouth, though, to try to whiten my teeth that way. Oof, bad stuff. But I know that thousands of you, maybe more than thousands, tens of thousands of you, would like to have a nice white set of teeth, a nice smile, an engaging smile, as you go into business interviews or you meet with friends or whatever. So here's the way to do it. People will be asking you, what'd you do to your teeth? Or they'll say, something's different about your mouth. What's the story? And you can tell them about Power Swabs, the first tooth whitening system that lifts the stains, literally lifts the stains right off your teeth. 5 minutes. Give it 5 minutes. And you'll see the difference. If you do it every day for a week, your teeth will be 6 shades whiter than they are right now. So do something about it right now. Call this number right now. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. And mention Doug Stephan, you'll get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Clean up your teeth. Show off your teeth. Smile more. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Use it for 90 days. If it hasn't done what they promise, you get your money back. And you're buying it at half price, too. Mention Doug at 800-865-7602.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13 when the Warper customer while supplies last.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number
33. Okay, 18 after the hour. Dex says, good day. I can do this fast, too. Like this, huh? Ken Kessler's here.
No,
So Kenny, who's following our Facebook and Twitter social media stuff, Iraq and whether or not we did the right thing, what sort of trending conversation do you have there?
Let's see. Troy says he supports all the soldiers.
What has that got to do with the war? People say that all the time. I get it. I support the soldiers, too. But does that say you blindly say, yeah, that's good. Send them here. Send them there. What does that mean?
Well, he says he supports the soldiers, but will never support the government for why we are there.
Okay, good.
Send them all home now.
Right. That's a comment about Afghanistan, right? More than anything else. Which again, brings us around to, we went to Afghanistan first, because that's where bin Laden was. Saddam Hussein never had any terrorists in Iraq. There was no al-Qaeda in Iraq.
There
wasn't.
Here's the thing. We were trying to figure out where these people were. We were trying to draw them out. This was more of a gang war than a typical war with another country or regime that was in another country.
We went into Iraq for one reason and one reason only. Well, actually two reasons. Because Daddy Bush didn't get Saddam and Boy Bush wanted to, and because there was a lot of oil, and there still is. That was the real...
I'd say leave the oil. I really don't believe the Daddy Bush thing.
Really?
I really don't. I don't know. I think that's something somebody that doesn't like George W. says a lot.
Well, okay, that would be me.
I know. So winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Thank you for being so observant, Jennifer. It's always appreciated. Jennifer and Ken and Doug at 20 after the hour on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates.
Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Something this afternoon, at least on the East Coast, and spreads around. And so we're asking you to tell us about your favorite thing with regard to spring in our poll. And I'm sure it will be reflected at things that you may want to send our way on Facebook and Twitter. Also during the Wednesday program, actually Monday through Friday here at this time, there are always a few smiles courtesy of the late night jokesters on television, starting with Jay Leno.
Well, the United States Senate is now fighting to keep open the Senate barbershop. They're fighting to keep it open. It loses $350,000 a year. It's losing $350,000 a year. You know what that makes it? The most successful government program ever. It's only losing $350,000 a year. Well, the senators are fighting for it. They say they need their own barbershop because of the unusual hours they work. And believe me, any hours they work, that's unusual. Yeah. Well, listen to this. The island nation of Cyprus is now considering a 10% tax on every individual saving account in that country. They will take 10% of your money right out of the bank. Yeah. To which President Obama said, "You can do that?" Follow me there. I saw this in the paper today. The Department of Agriculture wants to use our tax money to buy 400,000 tons of sugar to limit supply and boost prices so sugar producers can pay back government loans that they could default on. You follow me here on this? Okay. We loaned them money, and now we're giving them more money so they can pay back our loan. You still wonder why we're $16 trillion in debt? Anybody? Any questions?
Yeah, it happened again. Lindsay Lohan had to go back to court a couple of days ago. And so they said, okay, this time we're not kidding around. You're going to rehab for 90 days. Rehab for 90 days. Locked down. You're not getting out 90 days. Lindsay said, okay, great. That night she went out and got drunk. I'm telling you, that's not the Lindsay I know.
Here's some celebrity news. Tiger Woods and professional skier Lindsay Vonn confirmed on Facebook that they are dating. Things are moving pretty quickly. Just today, he took her home to meet his other girlfriends. Isn't that sweet? That's sweet.
Hey, actually, he took her to a kid's baseball game at school, and she stayed in the car because the mother... What's her name? What was the first wife's name?
Elin.
Yeah. She was at the game, so the new girl.
With the golf club? Hey, does anybody else think that this could be like repairing Tiger's image? You know, he was golfing with President Obama. Now he's got this respectable girlfriend. Do you think this is all part of his PR plan?
Guy's a cozy kind of a guy. He's a very core guy, coy guy. He is no dummy. No dummy at all. All right. So today, I'm not sure we have time for this right now, but I'm going to send you to the video of the day at DougStephan.com. We're going to actually play the audio here, but we don't have time. We'll do it later on, maybe in the next half hour. You remember Paul Harvey's God Made a Farmer? We actually had some. That got a lot of attention, I think, with the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken, in memory. And now there's a new video called God Made a Dog. Hmm. And it is the most wonderful, maybe heartwarming. It's maybe there's a tear or two in it. But you ought to watch it and listen to it. The video of the day at DougStephan.com and God Made a Dog. I'm betting we'll have a lot of comments on that, Jennifer. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. These days, it's no surprise to find an airport with a spa, a duty-free shop, and a few restaurants to help you kill time. But the real story is when your airport has some truly unusual amenities when your plane is delayed. McCarran Airport in Las Vegas may have slot machines and a 10,000-square-foot duty-free store, but the really cool feature, the liquor library. It's the first non-duty-free liquor store in a U.S. airport, located inside baggage claim. San Francisco International Airport has its own medical clinic, so you can catch up on your travel immunizations even at the last minute. Now, if you just want to relax, then head to Atlanta or Philadelphia airports, where you can find minute suites. You can rent a small pod to take a nap or watch TV. And if you've got small kids in tow, you know how important it is to find a space for them to burn off all that energy. Boston's Logan International and Chicago's O'Hare have exceptional play areas. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
At Sam's Club, you'll always save on the top brands and exciting new products. And for 10 days only, save even more with $600 in members-only instant savings. That's on top of what you save every day at Sam's Club versus other retailers. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club March 20th through 30th for $600 in instant savings. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow?
Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good day, celebrating our 25th year.
After the hour now, on today's Doug Steffen overview of what's going on, the important stories of the day here on Good Day. Jennifer and Ken are here. Richie's having a physical this morning to find out whether there's anything left.
He's getting a refill.
Right, exactly. 888-302-3684. The discussion about what happened in Steubenville continues with two girls being arrested yesterday. This is the stupidity level of some teenagers, and you understand where this country is going and why we're in so much trouble when you see young people acting like this. The arrests came because they made online threats to this young girl, a rape victim. This is something that the Attorney General, Jennifer, Mike DeWine, says is going to be investigated by the grand jury. But these people, this is how stupid these girls are. Two 16-year-old girls, the messages were posted on Facebook, then taken down, and then reposted again. The older girl charged with aggravated menacing for a tweet that included a death threat and said, quote, "You ripped my family apart." A Twitter message from the younger girl threatened the victim with bodily harm, leading to a menacing charge against her. They're in a juvenile detention center, same place where the boys are.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know. I honestly
What
don't
is
know.
Wrong? I mean, these kids obviously must have some issues in their parenting with their parents. They have to. Because how in the world can you lack empathy and compassion like that? That is what scares me, and not to get off on a little toot here, but what scares me about kids that are, I don't know, maybe under 25, I don't know exactly what the cutoff is that they were born with such such entitlement, and yep. the message of hard work just slipped them by, and that the messages of caring and compassion for people, it's gone. Like, it's just yeah. gone. And I don't right. know if that's video games or if it's parenting or what it is.
It's
but
like
it's
there,
scary.
There's no human to the human being.
Right.
The human, these people all are just like machines.
Well, I think as, you know, we coddle the kids. This is a weird realization. It probably has nothing to do with this story.
No, but, it's probably right on.
But a lot of my friends are pregnant and having babies right now. In fact, one of my best friends is due today.
Good luck.
Exactly. Now, I don't know if it's going to happen today, but, I mean, it's like baby season all around yeah. me. And you know what I realized we're missing in these registries and all these baby showers I've been to? We don't do playpens anymore.
Hmm.
Because we constantly have to be with our kid. Playpens are seen as little baby prisons, I guess. So you have to, I mean, when now we all survive playpens. We also survive that independent time so that our parents could do things and we wouldn't crawl into an oven or something like that. You know, I mean, they were seen as safety devices.
Maybe it'd be a good idea for
but
these kids.
We're so over-coddling, so over-protective. Mm. Oh, little Johnny, it's okay. I mean, it's. I really think that has something to do with it.
I think you're right. Here's another, this business about what goes on. Ohio. Ohio is a strange state. I say that lovingly because I spent 4 years of my life there.
Right. It's kind of like your third home because you're
really
in Massachusetts and California.
Well, for a long time, I thought that if I didn't stay here, I'd go there. I've changed my opinion for various reasons as to my connection with Heidelberg. But I still find myself to be a Buckeye in many ways, and I have many friends there. So I think about these things that go on and how strange. Ohio is one of the strange states in our country, and maybe because of this sort of thing, here's another one to add to that strange Ohio reality. Remember the story about that young man who was he was charged with killing all these kids in the high school cafeteria?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so yesterday he was sentenced to life in prison without parole.
Yeah.
The three children were killed. This was about a year ago, wasn't it? I think it was about a year ago.
It was about a year ago.
His name is T.J. Lane. He went into the courtroom yesterday wearing a T-shirt with the word killer.
This makes me physically ill.
This makes me furious.
I feel like throwing up when you tell the rest of the story because it's just ridiculous.
The kid goes in. I mean, this is like what I'm saying. This is not a human being.
No.
This is not a human. It's something. He may have a heart that sends blood to the rest of his body and his brain that moderately functions. But this kid is, and you see some of these movies. I was watching for a little while on the plane yesterday coming back with Charlotte in my lap, a movie called Alex Cross.
Oh, that's a famous James Patterson novel, yes.
Yeah.
But this movie, I heard, was not the best representation of the book.
I don't know about that because I didn't read the book, but I know that there was the bad guy was a really bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it was portrayed on screen was enough to make you sick. And I didn't know the movie and I didn't know the book, so I watched it for a while because it was a Tyler Perry production. And I thought, oh, well, I'll watch it and see what happens. And it was just disgusting, the things that were going on. And so this, if somebody 15, 16, 14 years of age watched this thing and they had anything going on in their mind, I mean, wasn't it earlier this week we learned that 40% of pretty much everybody in America is on some kind of drug?
Mm-hmm.
And so you see and hear all of these things. And this kid goes into the courtroom yesterday to be sentenced and he's got a T-shirt with a killer across it. And this is, he pled guilty to all the charges. If you don't remember the story, he opened fire on a cafeteria table full of students. This, as far as I'm concerned, the vulgarity, the offensiveness of coming in with that T-shirt on, he flipped his middle finger at the people in the courtroom.
The judge gave him a chance to address his victim's family. And he, I won't tell you exactly what he said, but let's just say he looks with great physical pleasure on thinking back to all those kids that he killed. And literally, if you look up what he really said, I mean, you'll want to vomit. The kid is sick. And what's really strange about this is that, you know, you see these guys that have been the mass shooters of late, the Lanzas and the, you know, the Gabby Giffords guy.
Yeah.
You look around, you look at their eyes and you can see that their eyes are not quite right. Like they're kind of crossed, they're kind of googly. Even this kid in Florida had those eyes where they're just kind of not right. This kid looks like a normal kid. That makes him even more evil to me because you just can't. I mean, how do you spot him? It's just, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a healthy. There's nothing
remorse.
About this. That's,
no.
Yeah, right. And again, he's only 18 years of age. He won't last long, actually. I don't believe. If they put him in a regular prison, he won't last long.
Yeah, people don't like the people that prey on children, that's
nope,
for sure.
Nope, they prison. Don't. A strange code of ethics.
God love them, I know. I'll take that code of ethics because it's the right thing to do.
All right, some gossip. There are some various, they're well-known, high-profile people. A little gossip on Pat Benatar and Bradley Cooper and Amoroso and Sofia Vergara. All right, let's see what we can fit in here. In a few moments, Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen. And I don't know, Kenny, I think we ought to get a little out of him, too. Get a little out of him.
I think we should get a little out of him.
I'll get a little out of him.
Shake him down.
Following what we have on Facebook and Twitter. Meanwhile, let's talk about your health and well-being, one of my favorite subjects here. As you know, cholesterol problems are the number one reason that people have heart disease, and heart disease is the number one killer of Americans. So wouldn't you be interested in dealing with a product that was able to lower your cholesterol, lower your triglycerides, so you'd have less of a chance of getting heart disease and less of a chance of dying? That's where we get started when we think about Cardiol. That's what we think about. That's what the message is, basically. Other than, because this is a wonderful product, it was actually first originally developed in Italy and brought to this country, Cardiol has revolutionized the way people deal in a non-drug fashion with high triglycerides and high cholesterol. And you can try it free for 30 days by calling 888-809-6424. By now, you've heard me tell the story about what happened with me. I have too much of the bad cholesterol, not enough of the good cholesterol. Fortunately, the rest of my body sort of, I guess, overcomes or compensates for it. But that still doesn't mean I'm not concerned about it. And you should be, too. First of all, you got to know what your numbers are. And the folks at Cardiol offer the opportunity for you to get a cholesterol starter kit. You might ask about that when you call them at 888-809-6424. It gives you the ability with just a couple of little a prick punch on your finger, two or three drops of blood, you can analyze your own cholesterol. And it's very inexpensive to do it. So if you've got a problem in your family, excellent results will follow. You're taking Cardiol 30 days free, 888-809-6424. You can go to cardiol.net/Doug. And remember, this gets you started. And that's what you have to have some point. If you're worried about it, you know there's a problem in your family, get started. Go to cardiol.net/Doug for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol or call 888-809-6424.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow! Wait, what is a Cashback Concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover, and I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High-five me through the phone!
Yeah! I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service
Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. The number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
All right, 14 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. What did we? We were just talking to Kenny. I'm looking at this Bradley Cooper thing, so my mind went off. What were we just saying to Kenny? Or Kenny was saying on Facebook and Twitter about
Ken. Well, we were both reading other things.
On Facebook, I put the video of the day there, as well as on at DougStephan.com.
Oh, good.
And there are some people who have already liked it. And Trina said, God bless my labs, Bo and Luke.
Yep.
Aww.
The video of the day is And God Made a Dog. You'll want to watch it. It's terrific. The way it's presented, the pictures, and the dogs. There's a dog in there that looks just like Charlotte, although Brendan assures me it's not. But the audio with it, the trailer, there's sort of a connection to Paul Harvey's God Made a Farmer. You will like it a lot. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Bradley Cooper said he wouldn't date Jennifer Lawrence
because she's too young.
In the what's that
Silver Linings
playbook.
Yes, and they were asking, you know, are you guys going to get together? And no, I could be. I'm old enough to be her father. Well, she's 22, Bradley. Let's do the math here. You are now dating a 20-year-old. She can't even drink yet, Mr. Cooper. Ugh. Wow. This is a British model. Her name is Suki Waterhouse. Suki.
Sukiyaki.
The couple were spotted out in Boston on Monday, where Bradley's filming a new movie. They began dating last month after meeting at the Elle Style Awards in London. Yes. I'm sure it'll last.
Boston. They would have enjoyed yesterday when I landed in Boston. The snow was blowing, the winds. I was talking to the captain of the plane who wanted Charlotte, by the way. For those of you who didn't remember the story, Charlotte and I came back yesterday from the West Coast. She went out with me in January, and then she stays, and sometimes I have to go back and forth a little bit here and there, but she always stays out there. So she came back with me, and we were sitting. When we took off, she and I both fell asleep in the seat. She was sitting in my lap. And then she started, there was a lady sitting behind us, and she was very interested in Charlotte. Charlotte stuck her nose
in
the seat.
Well, you can't just say a lady.
Pat Benatar was sitting behind me. And I didn't recognize her, and so I didn't, everybody was sort of wanted to have their picture taken with her, and I still didn't recognize her. But the point was that she was visiting with Charlotte as we were traveling, and as we were coming into Boston, the storm was really kind of wild. The captain says, you folks are going to be pretty uncomfortable. Make sure your seatbelts are on and hold on for the ride. We went down 20,000 feet in about 18 minutes, and that's fast.
Wow.
The weather was, they were on the back end of a cold front. And this guy, you could tell by listening to him, and I chatted with him afterwards. Well, the reason I started talking about it is because Charlotte, when she got on the plane, stuck her nose in the cockpit. And he says, you want to come down here and see what's going on? And he said to me when we got off, we were talking, waiting for the bus, and he says, she could have come down and ridden with us for a while. Which makes you sort of chuckle about what goes on actually in the cockpit of the plane, at any rate. So Bradley Cooper is in Boston, and he's got a new girlfriend. Yada, yada.
Now, who might have a new girlfriend soon, Dougie? Is John Mayer. Because Us Weekly is reporting that Katy Perry and John Mayer have called it quits again because they broke up once before. It's sad, according to a pal. In saying that the relationship, this breakup may not be permanent. It's not over till it's over. You have to see how it plays out.
Right. Charlie Sheen still fighting with the school where his daughter went. He said they bullied her.
Right.
And apparently now whoever is behind it has gone even further.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen's battle is not letting up. Last week, Charlie went on Twitter in a tirade against Viewpoint School in Calabasas, California, claiming his daughter, Sam, who's 9, was bullied so badly she had to transfer. Well, now, Charlie says someone left a threatening note knifed to a tree outside Denise Richards' home. That's his ex-wife and Sam's mom, and believes people connected to the school are responsible. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of creepy, Sofia Vergara is going to freeze her eggs. I always thought that was creepy. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an Extreme Green Coffee Bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-990-0215. 888-990-0215. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-990-0215. Some conditions apply. 888-990-0215.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Time now at 53 past the hour, Tech Talk, with Shelley Palmer, who joins us every day at this time to enlighten Jennifer and Rich and Kenny and me and mostly you about the goings-on. Yesterday I sounded foolish because I didn't know what he was talking about. And, of course, my colleagues are so supportive of me, they couldn't wait to make fun of me on the air and off the air. What was I said? Something about FSS?
Something about an RSS reader, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, what did I say? It was foolish, I know, after the fact, but I don't know what an RSS reader was. I probably should have asked that question before going on the air. Michael Fortier, who's there in the studio in Washington, because Richie's not there, was the first to jump on the bandwagon. You thought it was, you couldn't wait.
Well, I was just in the studio at the time.
How stupid I was.
It was a coincidence.
Okay.
Gotcha.
The only one who had mercy on me was Kenny. I think he didn't, but I'm sure he
that was just because his volume was down.
No, it was okay. Anyway, Shelley Palmer is here to talk about the ongoing problems in the newest version of SimCity. All right, so if you're a SimCity sort, then you'll be interested in this in a moment on Good Day.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so sweet. smooth.
It's very smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Just a G. Realize G taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, SimCity's problems just keep coming. After an opening week marred by server problems that prevented most people who bought the game from actually playing it, EA smoothed out the connection problems and gave people a chance to play the game they'd spent $60 on. All good, right? Not quite. It turns out that once people actually played the game, they realized the game itself was broken. Weird glitches in the game made it virtually unplayable. The Sims who populated your city would move to the nearest job or house with an open space, whether or not that was where they actually belonged. That meant all the game features that would ensure your city ran smoothly got all out of whack. Couple that with rumors that the game could be played offline, which goes against everything EA had been saying, and the game's release has become a nightmare. SimCity lets users wipe out a failed city and start over. If only it was that easy for EA. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
At Sam's Club, you'll always save on the top brands and exciting new products. And for 10 days only, save even more with $600 in members-only instant savings. That's on top of what you save every day at Sam's Club versus other retailers. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club March 20th through 30th for $600 in instant savings. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The internet, we keep saying, has revolutionized the world. The possibilities are endless. We hear it all the time, every day. How much of what we're talking about on the air has to do with some of your comments on Facebook? I was just reading my daughter's Facebook page today, which goes back in the history of the family to when the FBI investigated that side of the family.
Not mine.
for having been involved in an art theft. It's pretty interesting. We'll post it at Facebook.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer at 3/23/13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
All right, so here's the story in a nutshell. The FBI came into the home where my former wife was living with her then husband, who had been involved in an art heist. They thought that.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.